Okay. We'll take it from the top of Chav. V'hinei medaz zeis lakoil. This is known to all. Ki mitzvus v'azharas avodah zarah. That the positive mitzvah and the warning against idolatry. Shem shnei dibros harishonim that are the two of the first of the Ten Commandments. Namely, anoichi v'layelecha. The two mitzvahs, the positive mitzvah of I am Hashem your God, and the negative mitzvah of you shall have no other gods, hem klolas kalatoru kula. You look up the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh there, he says the same thing, that these two mitzvahs contain in micro the entirety of Torah. He explains, ki divar anoichi kolil kol ramach mitzvahs aseh. Because the commandment of I am Hashem your God includes in it all 248 positive mitzvahs. V'lo yelecho, and the mitzvah of you shall not have any other gods, kol kol shaso mitzvahs leisase, it includes all 365 thou shalt not. U'lechein, and because these two mitzvahs contain all mitzvahs, for this reason, shamani anoichi v'lo yelecho levad mipiagvur. This is why the Gemara in Yuma says that these two mitzvahs were heard mipi agvura from Hashem himself, because once we heard these two mitzvahs, they really include already all of Torah mitzvahs. Now, one of the things that the Baal Tanya is trying to do here, though he doesn't say it explicitly, is he's trying to convey to us that the shtus that we talked about last week and 2 weeks ago, the Einad v'chayte elim kenichnus by ruach shtus, the rationalization that we make, which is that, yeah, we would give our lives for every other mitzvah, for idolatry, we would give our lives. But any other mitzvah, it's okay, God loves me. So what he's trying to say here and to point out is, no, every mitzvah is anoichi, and every mitzvah is leisase, is leyelecha. And as a result of that, every time a person violates one of them, they are violating one of the aseres hadibros. Let's take it further. Because these two mitzvahs contain the entirety of Torah. So now we're going to get into really a shmuz that is much more thoroughly explained later on in the section called Shari Yichud V'Amuna. But he touches upon it here as well. We need to speak in short. Inyan umahus agdusay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the essence and the concept of that mitzvah called Achdus Hashem? We normally translate Achdus Hashem as there's one God. Now, while that's true, it is extremely shallow and misrepresentative. In that, Achdus Hashem means that there is nothing but one God. Not that there is only one God, but there is nothing else but one God. And he explains it here Kabbalistically. Shenikra Yochid Umiyuchad. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is called the One and the Unified One. And as we say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Davening V'chol Ma'aminim Shehu Levadehu K'moy Shehoya Kodem Shenivra Ha'ilam Mamish. We say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is as he was before creation ever existed. Shahayu Levada, clearly before creation, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam existed and nothing else existed. Ukemay Shamrim, like we say in Davening every day, Atu Achle Nivra Elam, Atu Misha Nivra. You existed before the world was created, and you existed since the world was created. But that's not all we're saying. Pirish, here are the critical words. Hu mamish, when we say atahu, that means you are exactly the same, b'li shum shinoi. You are the exact same Rebbeinu Shel Olam before, and the exact same Rebbeinu Shel Olam afterwards, without any change. Kiddichsiv, like the Pasuk says, ani Hashem leishanisi. Hashem remains totally unchanged.
Unaffected.
How can that be? So, here is the Hezbollah. Ki oylam hazeh. We must understand that this world, and so too all the great celestial holy worlds, make absolutely no change, in the unity of Hashem, bihi baram me'ayin li'esh, when they were created from nothingness into something. That means, shekemoi shahayahu levadoi, just like the Rebbeinu Shalem existed and only he existed. Hu yachid umyuchad kaidam hibaram, just like he was one and unified before he created any of these worlds. Kein hu levadoi hu yachid umyuchad achashibaram. He is the same, unified, alone God after he created it. Now how can that be? What do you mean? Then there was no other existences, and now there are. Clearly, that's a change. Says the Valtanya, nothing doing, Mishum de Kulekame, Keloi Chashiv, because before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing has any value, Uka'ayin ve'efes mamish, they are all like absolute nothingness. How could that be? Ki Hishavus Koloi Lomis, L'yoyne v'tachtoyne, Miyayin li'yesh. Because the very bringing into existence of all of these worlds, from what we perceive to be from nothingness into something, v'chiyusam v'kiyumam hamikaimam, and their very lifeline and their existence that gives them their very sustenance, shelayachzer liyos ayin ve'efes, that which prevents them from returning to a stage where they were nothingness, as they were kishahaya, einai ela dvar Hashem v'ruach pivis baruch hamalavish bem. The only thing that's stopping them at every given moment from returning to nothingness is the Ur Hashem that is contained in them. If the flow of electricity were to stop flowing into these lights, how long would it take for them to stop illuminating? It would be instant, right? That instant is way longer than it would take for everything in the world to cease to exist if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to stop the dibur that is creating them. He didn't have electricity because otherwise he would have used it. Ulamashal, and in the way of a parable, kemoi b'nefesh ha'adam, like it is in the soul of man, kishimida b'dover echad. Let's take example of whenever we speak anything. Shidibu zelavad kiloi mamish. Now, let's take a word that we said, a sentence that we said today. Right? Now that sentence is literally like nothing. Afidu digabi klolis nafshayim adaberis, even compared to the speaking soul who uttered those words. Shubchenis levusham tzoyishallah, the speaking quality. As we discussed in earlier prakim, are the middle zone, right? We have thought, which is the most personal. We have action, which is the most graphic. And you have dibur, which is the middle one. Shukol yechad dibur shalah. Why is it not significant? Because sheyochel adavet dibur umlein keitz v'taklis. We know people that never stop talking. People who are always talking, we can speak immeasurable number of words. So take that one sentence and compare it to all of the talk we're going to do in life. It's infinitesimal. But v'kolshken, how much more so is it nothing? Liga b'pchidis levush ha'pnimi shalah. Now go ahead and compare the sentence that I spoke compared to the amount of thoughts that I have. Shu'a machshava shemimena nimshecho ha'diburim. Go ahead and compare the sentence to the thought from whence comes all of my speech. And thought is the source of speech for many people. Forget about even comparing it to the essence of the soul, which are the ten components that make up the personality of the neshama itself, the chachma bina v'das v'chulu. Shemem nimshchu aisiyas machshav v'zu. Now take that even a step further. This is like a chadgadya here he's doing here. The speech compared to the speech which comes from the machshava, which comes from the neshama itself, from where it comes the thought. And you're comparing that one utterance compared to all these deeper levels going deeper and deeper into the personality of the person. Now, he says, and those after all, once we formatted thought, the thought itself is already in the form of letters and words. What's the distinction between thought and speech? The difference is that the words, when they're in the form of thought, are much more spiritual, they're more edel. Aval esse b'chinas chabad, but if you talk about the essence of the personality of the neshama itself, hen shayrish umakar ha-makshava, they're the source and the root of the thought. Ve'em b'chinas oisiz adayin, at that level of thought, it's wonderful to think along these terms, at that level of makshava, the thought has not yet been formatted even into letters. Koydim shemislapshiz b'levush ha-makshava. There's a feeling that precedes organized thought. Organized thought is already when we're thinking in sentences. But there's a stage even before that thought takes place. L'mashal. Wait. No. It's not even chachma yet. L'mashal. Kishenayvos ezahava. Let's take a love. V'chemda, or a desire. B'libe shaladam. Koydim sho'ilam el level of mind. Before it even goes from the emotion to the mind. Lakshoyv ulaharba. To actually put it into a formatted thought. Is aim bab chinis oisiyas adayin. It doesn't have letters yet. Rak chefetz pashut. All there is a simple lust. Vechasheka b'levin, a desire, a thirst in the heart. Ela davaru to that thing. Hanach v'datz my, which is desired by that person. Now v'kolshken koydim shenof la'taiva v'achemda b'liba loisa davar. Now let's even take it the last step. How much more so, compare it to the time before the desire ever occurred to him. At that point, it's only in potential of his chachma, and his seichel, and his das. He knew about this thing, which could be sweet and desirous. It would be really cool to get it. With a davik way and to cleave to it. Kigain, for instance, Lil Medeza Chachmi, he heard about that there's some wisdom of Torah, what it is. Eilach leza Michael, or to eat some kind of food, Arev. Izrakla achesh kwanof la chemda bataiva belibai. It's only after that desire moved into the realm of his heart. Bikoyach mechmosai visichle vidiosai. And then it goes from there to his intellectual properties. Then it goes now from an organized desire into the mind, to go ahead and actually contemplate. How is he going to act upon it now? How am I going to get a hold of it? To go ahead and learn it in actuality. Only at this point is there the birth of actual letters in the mind. Whatever letters, like any given country, call in Yoni Oilam. Now, so you see where he's going here. He's saying that if the world is created with Dibur, and Dibur is so remote, Dibur is so far, that even in the human experience, compared to the essence of the person, Dibur is so far removed from essence, how much more so are we going to see when he puts it into terms of the Ribbono Shel Olam's relationship to the world, which is sustained moment by moment by something as remote as Dibur, that in essence it is completely and totally unified with Ribbono Shel Olam at every moment, because without Hashem's active Dibur, the world would not continue to exist. Which Marshall? Well, you got to let him finish. He's not finishing the thought. Okay. Let's just at least the one point that we need to walk away with is how remote a person's own statement is to the essence of the person. That it's six stages removed from the essence of the person. That's the stage he wants to leave us with here.
What's the difference between that? Sorry, that we learned in previous chapters about Chokhmah is that inspiration that you have to give to the person.
Right there, he's dealing with the Chokhmah of the fact that the Or Hashem is contained in that Chokhmah. Right there,
well,
was
the. But it means it isn't the same concept, but we learn that. We can't get it until we have We can get it spread, and we have to work upon it.
Right. Correct. Here, again, it's not different. Only that you're still going to have to go through many stages after that to get it.
It's the same concept.
Same concept. All right, take a look at this Or Yitzchak. Now, here he introduced us to a concept of Ani Hashem Leishanisi. He's, Baltani is obsessed with Ani Hashem Leishanisi. Okay, in all of his form. The fact that Hashem remains unchanged after creation. Now, this Or Yitzchak is authored by Rabbi Yitzchak of Radvil, who was a son of the Magid of Zlotchev. Okay, the Magid of Zlotchev was a contemporary of the Baal Shem. And this Rabbi Yitzchak was a disciple of his father's and of the great Magid of Mizrachi. He actually was by the Baal Shem himself. So take a look at the left-hand column in your print there. It's Daf Kuf Chof Tes, right? Peace starts V'chol Ha'am Royim Es HaKoyles. Right? Bottom left? Pirish Rashi. So Rashi says, Royim Es HaNishma. They saw that which was heard. Achai, my dear brothers. Zayis HaMachshava Tzorech HaAdam Lahosir Me'atzmai Min Koil V'Koil. He says, you must eradicate this from your hearts. What? Shekoidem Har Sinai Loyhoyachas V'Sholom Hadibur Shal Kavyocho Baruch Hu V'Yachar Har Sinai Nifsek. This is unbelievable. It's something you just never think about. He says, you must eradicate this from your hearts. The thought that the Aseres Hadibros were spoken at Har Sinai, and only at Har Sinai, not before and not since, must be eradicated from your hearts. Why? So he says, V'aksiv, the Pasuk says, Koil Godol V'le Yosef. There was a great voice that didn't stop. Pirush Rashi Zal V'le Pasuk. So he says, first and foremost, it's a Rashi. Rashi says that the Maimer of Anoichi and Liyecha never stopped. Ki Amachashiv Kizu. Because somebody who thinks this way, Sha'ach al Har Sinai Dibur Kaviyochel Baruch Hu, that only there at that Maimed Har Sinai Hashem spoke these words, he bevade kfira. He ain't meant to know words. Kfira. It's heresy. Shekoidim loy dibur. Are you saying that beforehand Hashem didn't say it? Va'acha Har Sinai nifsek akoil, and after Har Sinai it stopped? How could you say that? Ein lecha hishtanis godol mazeh. There's no greater change than that. Uksiv ani Hashem leishanisi. It says Hashem doesn't change. What do you do with this? Meaning, the Maimarim of Ma'amad Har Sinai have been going on forever and will go on forever. What's the point?
He's intimating that it happened also before.
Yeah. That's what he said. He's not intimating. He said it. Ve'etzel kaviyochol baruch hu akoyel v'adibur v'ariya v'ashmiya, because by Hashem kaviyochol, his voice, his speech, his sight, his hearing, bevaday echod u'bemokim echod, are all one, they're all unified, v'adibur hu ho'yohe v'viyya, just like the Rebbeinu Shalom was, is, and will be, so too his speech is, was, will, is, and will be. Now, ve'etzel adam, it's only by a human being, mitzad aguf, from the vantage point of his body, hachushim mechulakim heim. Our senses are divided. Hariyahu beinayim, by us, we see with our eyes. Hashmiya baznayim, we hear with our ears. Vadibur bepeh, we speak with our mouths. Machmas chay miraguf, because of the physicality of our body. Ulezeh, for this reason, chush hariyahu kedem is the chush hashmiya. Sight takes precedence over hearing. Baznayim hemachari aponim, the ears are further back in the head. Because the ears are more distant from Hashem, this is adequate for anybody who really understands anything. Count me out. Now, Achai, listen, my brothers. Shimu heitiv, listen well. I'm going to tell you very deep things. Kimoy ze ha'av, just like a father. A parent can't hear when somebody's going to say something bad about their only child. I'll give you an example. Adam, when a person opens his eyes and looks around, he'll immediately see whatever he sees. You don't need somebody to stand there and point it out to him. But when it comes to hearing, if somebody's standing next to him, and he says something to him, then he'll hear it. But if the person is not standing next to him, he's not going to hear him. This is from the vantage point of the body. Because they're divided. When it comes to the Rebbeinu Shlem, that even thought cannot grasp him at all. Because of how remote he is, machshava tvisa bachklal. Lays the other bachklal, like the Zohar says, there's no mind that can grasp you, no one can know you. Ubvade ein boishumishtanu sachushim, and therefore there is no way to get to know the Rebbeinu Shlem using the chushim. Ubvadai shadiba vakel shakav yachal baruch hu gamken hayoy v'viyah, therefore Hashem's chushim, kav yachal, his dibur, his call, are also past, present, and future. B'lis shum kli tvisuzma, without any way of grasping one sooner than the next. Is ach mitzad achumri shalanu. So the Rebbeinu Shlem could be speaking, but from due to our physicality, ein anu shomim es hakol, we cannot hear him speaking. But that's not because he's not speaking, it's because we're not hearing. He's going to say that right now. This is unbelievable. This is what the Gemara says in Yuma about Avram Avinu. Shekayim kol haTorah. It says that Avram kept all of Torah. V'yash medus rush shafil haTorah she'asa leKadosh Baruch Hu lechadesh. Shama Avram Avinu olav shalom. The Medrash says in Rush that even that Torah which was not yet written, it was destined to be nischadesh. Avram Avinu learned. L'zenemar, for this reason, the pasuk says, "Ekev asher shama Avram b'kayli," because Avram heeded my Torah. B'zevi yishma mishmati mitzvah sechukos v'sreis. Look what he says here. Ekev asher shama Avram b'kayli. He says it's a pasuk because Avram Avinu was able to hear me. Anochim neyilach, I've been going on forever, but nobody heard it. Ekev asher shama Avram b'kayli, because Avram did hear my voice. Bezev yishma mishmati. See, he was able to keep my Torah. Mitzvayisach u'kayzev yisraisai. V'day l'mevin v'hovin, understand this well. I'm b'pashas Ekev barichus. Now, u'lazeh. This helps us understand mitzvahs b'teilis l'asid l'ameh. The concept that the Gemara says that mitzvahs are destined to be bottled in the time to come. Ki kol ha-mitzvah shanachnu oisim, because all the mitzvahs that we do, hem pu'ulais, are actions, she'b'shvil ha'asiyah yazelon ha'ashem yisbach she'yichoylem anachnu lovay la'ashmiya. The purpose of mitzvahs is to bring us, to edel us ois, to such a degree that we'll be able to come to hear, she'nishma b'meir b'meinu eskoylah, that we should once again be able to hear Hashem's koil. That's the purpose of mitzvahs. The Gemara says that Elio was asked by the Tana, when are you coming? I'm coming the day that you hear my voice. Even today, if we do tshuva to the right extent, you'll be able to hear his koil. Azai Ovai, if that'll be the case, I will come, afilayim, even today. V'zeh Shomar Chazal, this is what the Gemara says, all apostolic, koil loy, koil elov, melamed, shemay shashama, v'chol Yisrael, loy shamu. This is the meaning of the simple Gemara, that the apostolic keeps on saying there was a voice to Moshe, meaning Moshe was able to hear, other people didn't hear it. Due to the fact that Klal Yisrael sinned with the golden calf, they were not able. It was inappropriate for them to hear Hashem's voice. Moshe did hear. A whole new taich in the words Naseh v'nishma. If we do the mitzvahs, we'll hear. The Torah is constant. Naseh v'nishma was not a one-time statement made before Kabbalah's Torah. Today it's Naseh v'nishma. Shetzichem anachnu la'aseh tshuva. We need to do tshuva. Ubevad ha'idea tshuva yichoyim anachnu l'shmaya. If we do tshuva, we'll be able to hear. Ubevadai. Hasoif shalonu kenya. I want to tell you, the end is going to be, this is how it's going to be, guys. Yishen nishma anachnu is koyim. Every minute, the end, the ultimate is going to be, we are going to hear. That's what he says there. The end is going to be that you're all going to hear. The reason that we didn't, or the rest of the world didn't hear his voice, it was due to the sin of Adam, that due to Adam Rishon's error, he became very physical. We became totally physical, and we can't hear Hashem's voice. So here's what happened. Through the purification of the Shibud in Mitzrayim, they were able to get rid of the Zohama, the poison of the Chet of Adam. And as a result of that, they were able to hear. The Zeksiv Cholam Royim Es HaKoylis. As a result of this, this is the meaning of the whole nation saw the Koylis. Sheve Eis HaZeis. Because when a person comes to that level of sanctity, Nizdachu Kol Kach, they became so cleansed from their Shmutz, Sheachushim Hayu Etzlam Beruchnius, that their senses were so spiritual, shayu ach neshamais kedushas. They're basically, their bodies were totally bottled to their neshamis. Vayuroyim es anishma v'shamos anir. Their bodies no longer got in the way. They were able to hear that which was spoken, and they were able to see that which is heard. K'ma'etzel kaviyachol baruch hu, literally, like Hashem can. V'dayla maybe. I understood with this today in davening. We say it in right before Karbanis, that Hashem should fulfill for us that which He promised us through Tzvanya, your visionary. At that day I will gather you. I will bring you. And then the day of the day I will gather you. Ki etin eschem l'shem u'l'sihila b'cholami ha'aretz. When I return you to your eyes, Hashem says. Hainu, says the Yor Yitzchak, Be'ez Hahi, on that day, Sha'avi Eschem, that I will bring you home, Ve'akabit Eschem, Eten Eschem L'Shem, I will make you in such a name, K'meshom HaMedesh Chayechem, Sha'atim Tiyu K'mayni, Hashem says, you will be like me, V'ikaru Eschem B'Shmi, you will be called by my name. V'zeu ve'etin eschem l'shem she'yil l'chem shem k'shmi. Klai is all that have a name like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. U'l'si'il v'chol am yaretz, what does it mean to the praise of all the nations of the world? She'kol am yaretz ya'alel v'yishabchu eschem. All the nations of the world will praise you. K'may sha'atem yishabchim o'yisi l'osid, like you will praise me in the future. Is on that level, ya'alel v'yishabchu eschem kol am yaretz. When will this take place? V'yezeh b'shuvi ashivi seichem. When I return you, when am I going to return you? Ki b'yigala b'agolus amar, because in this bitter golus, hashchina imanu b'golus. During this galus, Hashem is with us. When Hashem will redeem us, Yigal Hashchina Imanu is going to redeem His presence with us. Gamkein. V'zeu bishuvi, when I return. Hainu kishor shivani ashivusechem, when I come back with your return. Hainu kishetashuvu atem in a galus vani ashivimachem, when you will be returned from galus. And I will return with you. Gamkein in a galus. As I beisayelenechem amar Hashem. Hashem says it will be to your eyes. Meaning, kol amirais. All sayings, all speech. They're all going to be in front of your eyes. You're not going to need ears to hear them. You're going to see sounds. Just like what took place at Maimed Har Sinai. That all of Klal Yisrael saw the sound. We will hear that which is seen. We will see that which is heard. What's going to be to your eyes? Amar Hashem, the word of Hashem. So you have a whole new insight into Ani Hashem Leshanisi. And a whole new insight into understanding how it was that the others fulfilled the Torah. Or any of the great tzaddikim knew. Because if a person able to chais to the Ratzon Hashem, like Avraham Avinu did, that the others were the Merkava. So they heard Maimed Har Sinai. I didn't take place yet. He says, that's Kfirah.